In Ghana, the 1970s were a time of political repression, high inflation, and funky pop music. Among the musicians working the clubs in the capital, Accra, was a young British emigre named John Collins. Collins played guitar and harmonica and sang and composed with local bands. Later on, he became an important music producer in Ghana, where he still lives today. Collins compiles some of his favorite songs from his early days on a new CD called Beaucourt Beats. Banning Air has a review.
Beaucourt means coolness, and when John Collins co-founded the Beaucourt Band in Ghana in 1971, they covered Hendrix, Santana, and James Brown. But when they hit stride a few years later, the Beaucourt Band had folded those influences into original songs. They drew on Ghana's sunny highlife and funky, politically edged Afrobeat from neighboring Nigeria, and even the Latin-tinged soukous sound shimmying out of the Congo. Put all that together and throw in a harmonica lead, and that's coolness. This sound, Afrobeat, was forged and immortalized 30 years ago by the late Fela Kuti. You could think of it as an Africanized hybrid of American funk and jazz. No surprise that John Collins and his Ghanaian contemporaries went crazy for the sound. Collins' Beaucourt Band contributes 8 of the 12 tracks on Beaucourt Beats, but it's their Afrobeat numbers that really cut to the bone. American music, especially R&B, rap, and hip-hop, continues to exert massive influence on African pop. If you turn on the radio in Accra today, you're likely to hear the contemporary hip-life sound, like this hit by Reggie Rockstone. Hip life certainly has its appeal, but the music on the Beaucourt Beats CD feels deeper. The pride and confidence of independence, which Ghana won in 1957, still dominates. These bands are certainly plugged into the world, but their sound forcefully puts Africa in the mix, especially on guitar-oriented highlife tracks like Atiadele by Mangwana Stars. There's no turning back the clock on music any more than on history itself. But thank God for retrospective CDs like Beaucourt Beats. This is a brand of nostalgia that's easy to share, even if you didn't live it the first time around.
Banning Air is senior editor at Afropop.org. He reviewed Beaucourt Beats, vintage Afrobeat, Afro-rock, and electric highlife from Ghana. You can hear more tracks from the CD and discover more African music at npr.org/music.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.